Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Tesha Asa, the 19th Perek in the Halachas of Isur Bia, the forbidden relationships in the Sefer of Kedusha, which the Rambam continues the theme of the previous Parakam, where he's defining the unique Isur Bia, the forbidden relationships, that as they apply to Kahanim, one of them being that of the Chalala, which the Rambam is going to explain in this Perek, and then the Rambam gets into discussion regarding the Yichus of the child and the family in the larger context. Halacha after Rambam opens up defining exactly what is a chalala. As Rambam says, "Izahi chalala, what's considered a chalala, which is a woman that's forbidden for a kohen to marry?" Says the Rambam, "Zushanoldu miyisur kuna. This is a woman that's born from a prohibited relationship that a kohen has. Let's say a kohen is not allowed to marry a certain woman. That daughter is a chalala. And chin achas min anashim hasuris lakohuna sheniva lo lakohen. So too, one of the women that are forbidden for kohuna, that had relations with a kohen, that nischalala, that makes her also profane, that desecrated, and that's how she could become. Oh, there's one that is born like that, and then there's one that could become like that. That's the second type. Now, aval kohen asma shavah aver, but if a kohen himself, if he violates a sin and he marries a woman he's not supposed to, loy nischal, that does not make him into a chalal. The woman becomes a chalala that way, but he does not become a chal that way. Now, halacha beis. Now, whether this cohabitation that the kohen had with this woman was forcibly or by mistake, ben kedarka, ben shalei kedarka, whether it was in the normal way or in the unnatural way, mishehereba neschala. From the moment of general contact, that already makes that woman into a chalala. Now, v'hu, and the criterion has to be shiyah kohen b'tesha shana b'mecha b'ma'ala. The man, the kohen, has to be at least 9 years old or older. And the woman that's forbidden to him, let's say grusha, a woman that someone that's forbidden to have a relationship with him, that is, she has to be at least 3 years old or older, because then that will qualify for both the male and the female as an act of bia, thus having this bia surah of kahuna, which again, the child becomes a chalala, and the woman herself, in this case, becomes a chalala. As Rambam explains, halacha gemaketzat haso. So he explains, kohen ben tesha shouldn't be a mechad. You have a boy, a kohen that's at least 9 years old. Shabbat, la gusha ila zaina, they had a relation with a woman that's a divorcee or a zaina. Or of a kohen gadol, Shabbat lein oy almana, or a kohen gadol that had a relation with one of these two women we described, or by him it's added on that's forbidden to him is a widow. Oy shenasa bu'ula uva leha. Or he had relations with a woman that was not a besula. He married her and he had relations with her, because if he didn't get engaged to her, she actually would not become a chalala, as Rambam explains later on, halacha dalt. So then he married her, and this bu'ula, which is a regular girl, but she was not a basula, and he married her and then had relations with her, which is forbidden to me, is to marry a basula. So all these cases, these women become forever as a chalala. Now, and if he has a child from her, a son, so, whether it's from this kohen who had made her into chalala, or whether from some other kohen, but be that as it may, her child is going to be havlat chal. The child, the son, is going to be a chal. Now, av kohen shekidish isha misur kohuna, but if a kohen gets engaged to a woman, that's from those that are forbidden to kohuna. Vinis almano, in this kohen, in the areas and she's widowed or divorced from just being engaged, loinis chala, that does not make her into chalala. As we said, because you have to get married and have the bia. Now, vinisis, but if they get married, ava bishalei nivala, although that they didn't have bia, interestingly, nischala, she does become a chalala. Why? Didn't we say requires two? Yes, shakol nisu, because every woman who gets married, in contrast to getting engaged, becheskas ba'ulahi, she has already presumption of already having had the cohabitation, av bishalei nivala, although we find her out to be a besula. So again, from engagement, that will not make her into chalala, but she gets married, then you already have the criterion of getting married and having bia, that will qualify the woman as a chalala. Now, halacha dalt. Kohen gadol shenasa begeres. If a kohen gadol marries a girl over 12 and a half, approximately, a mukas eitz, or she had some type of a wound in the genital area by a piece of wood, loy chilala, when he marries her, he does not make her into a chalala, because after the fact, if he would marry such a woman, he would be permitted to stay with her, as Rambam said in Perek Zayin Halacha Tezvot. V'chein baal b'ula b'lein nisun. So too, if he had relations with a woman who is not a besula without getting married, loy chila, he does not make her into chalala, because only by getting married that he violates the v'hu isha v'besula yikach, which is about the halacha of besula, is about yikach, about getting married. But if he had relations with the Ba'ula, not through marriage, so then he doesn't violate that. Therefore, that would not make this into a Si'ur Isser Kahuna that the Kohen is having with her. Thus, that wouldn't make her into a Halal. Halacha Hey. Kohen Abala Erva Min Arayis. If a Kohen has relations with one of the other general global Arayis, Chutz Minid, except for that of a menstruating woman, any other negative prohibition that's equal for every single Jew as a prohibition. So Asa Isa Zaina, he makes her into a Zaina, not into a Chalala, because this is not from the Suri Kuhuna. Unlike explained, Perikir Echaz, Halacha Aleph. Now, Chazru Vala Biyashniya, but then if he goes and he has relations with her a second time, oh, now she's really forbidden to him as a Suri Kuhuna because she became a Zaina. Ah, so the Benhu Ben Koyinacha, whether it's him or some other Koyin, now Nas Chalala. Now she's a Issa Kuhuna of Zaina, and now if she would have relations to a Koyin, it would make her into Chalala, Bazarim, and Chalala, and the children from her would be Chalalam too. Now, Lefikach, therefore, because the second Bia makes her into Chalalam, and now the children into Chalalam, so Koyin Shabbat Zakukala Yavim, so if a Koyin has relations with a woman that is waiting to have Yibim from her brother in law, which the Rambam couldn't find any other case that the child is going to be kosher, only the case that a Kohen has Bia with the Zekukah to Yavim, because by Chiva Krisis, the child's a Mamzer. So too, if you have relation with a Mamzer, the son is a Mamzer. Here, if Kohen has relation with the woman waiting for Yibum, and if she gets pregnant from the first time they have relations, so avlod kosher, so the child is going to be kosher. Levisheinu misuri kahuna. This iser of yivam l'shuk is not an iser kahuna. It's something that's a global iser. So therefore, v'nasa zayna. So therefore, she would become a zayna. As the Rambam says that yivam shabal le'azar, and that makes her into a zayna. But if he goes and he has a relationship with her a second time, and then she becomes pregnant and gives birth, he chalala. So this is already Isser Kuhuna of Zaina, which is a unique Isser for a kohen to marry, and not of a Yisrael. She becomes a chalala of Vladachal, and now the child is going to be a chalala fisher Isser Kuhuna, because now the second relation was with that which is forbidden to a kohen. Halacha Vav, v'chein kohen habal agyurus v'sbam shukhreus. So to a kohen has relations with a female convert or of a female maidservant that was freed, that chilala, he goes and he profanes her because they have a status as a zayna, as the Ram had previously explained. So therefore, that's the isra zayna, and thus making her into chalala, because it's isra kuna. And bizarre, and the children from her are going to be chalala. Now, kain habala need, the kain's relation with a menstruating woman, havlad kosher vein achal, the child's kosher and is not a chal, she'ein isra nida miyuchah b'kahanim, because the isra of a nida is not that which is distinct just for kahanim, elashav b'kol, any man that's forbidden to a nida again, so therefore that wouldn't make her and the children into chalalim. Halacha zayin, kain shenasa grushim uberes, if a kain marries a divorcee that's pregnant, bein memenu b'me'acha, whether she's pregnant from him or from some other man, v'yodah kashi chalalo, and she gives birth when she's already a chalala. I mean, she was pregnant beforehand, which was not a chalala. But she was a divorcee, which would have been into kohen. So he married her when she was pregnant. So she became a chalala during pregnancy. So she's giving birth when she's already a chalala. Havlad kasha. The child will be kasha. Although the woman is a chalala, the child's not going to be. Because that child did not come from the seed of sin, because this child was already impregnated, already conceived, before the mother became a chalala. Now, Halacha Ches Ram continues now regarding rabbinic halachas of chalala. Says Ram, Kvar B'Yan already explained in Perek Yitzayin Halacha Zayin, Shachalutza Asur L'Kohen Midivrayim, that a chalutza is rabbinically forbidden. It's like that of a grusha, but on a rabbinic level. It's rabbinically forbidden. L'fikach, therefore, Kohen Shabbat HaChalutza, but Kohen has a relation with a chalutza, Harizu Chalala, so that's going to make her into a chalala. Vizar Mekohen Chalom, and the children that she has from a Kohen is going to be Chalom. Again, but Bakom and Devarim, everything's going to be rabbinic. It's like a rabbinic Grusha, which is forbidden to a Kohen. It's Isur Kuna, rabbinically, making the Chalom rabbinically. Now, Aval Kohen Shabbat Achas Mashnis, but if a Kohen has relation with one, the secondary Arayas, which are only rabbinic Arayas, he Kesheiro Vizar Menekeshem, she's kosher, the children she has from him are kosher. And the reason for that is, She'is Ashnis is Hashem Bakolo, because here, although they're both rabbinic prohibitions, but again, the Shnias are a global rabbinic prohibition. It's not distinct for Kahanim. Again, and therefore, the Chalalim, whether it be biblically or rabbinically, is only that which is distinctly for Kahanim. Halacha Tes. Kohen Shabbat Sveg Zayin. If a Kohen has relations with a woman that it's doubtful if she is a Zayin. Kohen, for example, Sveg Giyaris and Meshacharis. We're not sure if she's a Giyaris or Meshacharis. Or Shabbat Sveg Grusha, or he had relations with a woman, we're not sure if she's a Grusha. And v'chein koy gadol shebas svek almana, a koy gadol had a relation with a woman without sure if she was a widow, ha'reiz v'svek chalala. So here, the woman is doubtfully chalala, because we don't know if this was an ister kohuna relationship. Uvlad v'svek chal, and therefore her child is also going to be a suffik if he's a chal. So says Rav Malacha, you nimtzu chalal m'shalayish. Come to that, there's three categories of chalala. You have chalal minatari, you have a biblical chalala, which is for that of a biblical iser of kohuna. You have a chalal min divrei, you have rabbinic chalal, which we said, like for example, in the previous halacha, a kohen has a relationship with a chalutza. Usvei chalal, and like we just described, when there's a safek, if there's a halacha of chalal. Now, b'chol svei chalal, says Raman, any doubtful chalal, noitzun of chumri kahan, v'chumri Yisrael. We actually have to give the stringencies of the status of kahanim and that of Yisrael. Meaning, ein yochel b'truma. So, he cannot eat from truma because maybe he's a definite chal, which is forbidden to eat truma, because a chal, like Rambam says, that truma is like a zar for all halachas. Now, v'leim etam l'meisim. Now, however, he cannot make himself tummy to dead people, because maybe he is not a chal, maybe he's a valid kain, which is forbidden to become tummy. And v'neisi isha rula kain, he has to marry only a woman that's fit for a kain, because maybe he's not a chal. And v'im achal, but if he eats truma, like nitmo, if he becomes tummy, or nasa gusha, marries a gusha, so maka noisim maka is mardis. He's only going to get rabbinic lashes, not biblical, because you can't give lashes out of doubt. And regarding a halacha of a doubtful deraisa, we give rabbinic lashes, which is not any less than a regular rabbinical violation, which you give rabbinic lashes. And b'huadin b'chal shel devrei, the same thing applies to the rabbinic chal, which we place the stringencies of kahuna and that of Yisrael. Now, not regarding malchus, if let's say he becomes tummy to mesim or he has relations with women that are forbidden to a kain, we actually give him biblical lashes because since biblically he's actually a kosher kain, it's only rabbinically chal, there we actually would give the biblical lashes. But regarding the other halachas, we say it has the same stringencies as kahuna and Yisrael. But regarding the first category of definitive biblical chal, that we treat like a non-kain. He can marry a divorcee, he could make himself tummy to dead people. Shlomo says in the Pasuk Miikra, Emer al Kahan b'nei Aaron, tell it to the Kahan, the sons of Aaron. What does that mean to say? Af b'yishim b'nei Aaron, even though they're the sons of Aaron, which this chalal is, ashi b'kun, but he has to be in his Kohanic status, which he doesn't have because he's a chal, and if he doesn't have those halachas in Parsha Emer, of not becoming tummy to mesim, and so on, and all those halachas. Now, Halacha Yedav, the Ram continues now regarding the Kohenis and Giyoris, which we were speaking about the prohibitions of a Kohen marry Chalala. So says the Ram, Kohen Zachar, a male Kohen, who also leases Zayna b'Chalala, yet he's forbidden to marry a Zayna Chalala, as we mentioned in this parak and the previous parak, also b'Giyoris and Meshuchras, so too he's forbidden to a female convert and a female maidservant that was freed. Sheikah Zayna, because she's like a Zayna, like we explained in parak Yuches Halacha Yed Gimel, that we give these women the same status as a Zayna. Now, Ava Kehenes, Muteris Li Nasir L'chol B'Legir B'Meshuchar, but the other way around, a female Kohen, a Kehenes, a daughter of a Kohen, is permitted to marry L'chol to a Chol, B'Legir to a Gamber, to a Meshuchar, and to a male servant that was free. Why? Says the Ram, Shalei Huzru K'sheris L'Nasir L'Psulim, because the kosher women, those that have unflawed lineage, they're not problematic in marrying those that are invalid. Remember, because the Pasuk, when it talks about this obligation of a Kohen to stay pure, to stay kosher, not to marry these types of women, it says, B'nei Aharon, the sons of Aharon, V'le B'nei Aharon, these halachas not apply to the daughters of Aharon. Nimtza, Hager Mutta, Lisa Mamzeris, well, this kind of comes in interestingly that a Ger is permitted to marry with a Mamzeris, because he's not considered in the Kahal of Hashem, he's allowed to marry a Mamzeris, so that's one extreme. And Belisa Kandis to marry Kandis is the other extreme. Mamzeris, because he's not considered Kal Hashem, which although Mamzeris is not allowed to marry a regular Jewish man, but a Ger is permitted. And also Kandis, who does not have the problem of marrying Psulim, could also be marrying the same Ger. Halachid Beis. Ger Mushur Chororim, converts and freed servants, Shunasu Elu Me Elu Belidabas, that they married each other and they had a daughter. A filach hakamadaris, even if it's after many generations, but hoil b'loinaser b'hamzer Yisrael, since they're marrying in their own convert or freed slave status, and they never had the seed of the Jewish people mixed in with them, harei oisa abas esrul l'kain. So that daughter, even though their family has been Jewish for many generations, the daughter is forbidden to marry a kain. But v'mnesis, but if she got married, l'itetzeh, she does not have to leave the marriage. Hoil b'arosa, but it doesn't make a difference. Ultimately, she's a regular bas Yisrael. Her conception and her birth was in the state of sanctity. of a ger, a mishrocher shenasa b'zisrael, but if a ger or a freed servant marries a Jewish woman, oh, Yisrael shenasa gerus mishrocheres, or a regular Yisrael marries a gerus mishrocheres, oh, so now already Zeri Yisrael has been introduced to this family of converts, then bitzik shir lekuhuna leketchil, and then even initially, it's permitted for that daughter to marry to the kahuna, because again, you have the Zeri Yisrael mixed in, whether it be paternally or maternally. Halach Yad Gimel. Ger amoni shenasa bas Yisrael. If a Amoni ger marries a Jewish woman, or a second generation Mitzri convert marries a Jewish woman, although that relationship, that marriage was in sin, and therefore subsequently, the women who, when they have relationships with a forbidden man, if it's a global Isser, makes them into Zionist, Kamishran, like we explained in Perkei Ches Halacha Gimel, and here it's in sin because you have to be a third generation Mitzri to marry in, and the ger money is never permitted. But in the same, but the daughters are going to be even initially permitted to marry to the Guna. Again, like we said, because since there's Zeri Yisrael mixed in over here from the mother, so therefore the daughter is permitted to the Guna Lekitchila. Now, Halacha Dalet Ram continues regarding general concepts of Yichus, of lineage regarding a child by kosher families. As Ram says, in Halacha Dalet, Chol Shonasik Shera, if a Chol marries a regular kosher Jewish woman, Zarim Menach Halalim, the children that she has from her are going to be halal. V'chein ben benoy, so to his great grandson, his sons, v'afila achar elav dar, and even after 1,000 generations. The reason is she ben hachal zacher hu chal oilam. The son of a male chal is going to be forever a chal. So his father and his father, so his son, keeps on going, are going to be halal. Now v'maisa bas, and if he had a daughter, so he lakun, she's been married to a kohen, shari chalal, because she is a chalal. It's one of the types of chalal that we said. It's either the woman herself having a relation with a Isra kuna, or the daughter of a chal. Now, av Yisrael shenas chalala, but if Yisrael marries a chalala, havlod kasha, the child is kosher, lefika chamay zabaz, therefore, meaning it does not become a chalal, because the father is not Yisrael, lefika chamay zabaz, therefore, if there was a daughter, how is it to us? Here's another case where even initially the daughter could go ahead and marry the kohen leketchila. Halacha Dezvav. Kahanim, Levim, Yisrael. Those three types of sex of the Jewish people, they're permitted to marry, intermarry. V'havolod hoylich achar zachar, and the child goes after the male, meaning if the father is a kohen, the child's a kohen, the father's a Levi, the child's a Levi. And Levim, Yisrael, v'chalolim, mutar lo b'zeh b'zeh, a Levi, Yisrael, and chalolim are permitted to intermarry. In contrast, like we said, to a kohen is not allowed to marry chalolim, but Levim, Yisrael are permitted to. And here too, v'avolod hoylich achar zachar, the child goes after the father. Shlomo says in the pasuk Bamidbar, v'yistyaldo mishpachos l'beis avosim, that they're born on their families according to their paternal houses, which is based of himishpachti, the father's paternity, that father's household is his family, v'im b'isim mishpachti, and the mother's family is not considered his family, he goes based on the father. Halach d'zayin, levim yisraelim v'chalalim. As we said, levim yisraelim and chalalim, gerim v'avodim shachrarim, converts and freed slaves, they're all permitted to intermarry. Again, Kahanim would have problems, but Levim Yisrael don't have that. And the Gerva Meshuchrer, and if you have a convert and a freed slave, Shnos Leviyah Yisrael is a Chalala, they married the daughter of a Levi, or of a Yisrael, or a Chalala, her ben Yisraeli. So the child is a regular Yisrael. Again, the father is not the Levi, it's the mother who's the Levi, and it doesn't go based on the mother, the child's going to be a Yisrael. Now, if Yisrael or Levi or Chol or Shanosig Yerusim Shachreres, but if a Yisrael or a Levi or Chol marries, which that's he's from a Kohanim, then if he marries a Yerusim Shachreres, here Havol Hod Hoychach Achazach, the child's going to go after the father, and therefore will be respectively either a Chol, Kohen, or a Levi, or a Yisrael. Now, Aluch Yitzan Ram continues regarding the presumptive state of validity of a family. Says Ram, call mishpachos becheskes kashrus. All families have a presumption of validity of being kosher. Therefore, initially, one is permitted to go ahead and marry from any family initially. Now, vava became even so. If you see two families constantly quarreling, or you see one family that constantly is a quarrelsome, contentious family. Or you see one person, a certain individual, that is constantly having fights with everyone. He's very has a lot of azus and arrogance and chutzpah and audacity and brazenness. So you're concerned for those individuals, families. V'rolas rachikmen, it's appropriate to distance yourself from them. She'elu simon apostlesim, because these are signs of invalidity, of disqualification. And v'chena paisel asachem tamet, so to someone that's always disqualifying others. Kogain, for example, sh'noisen shemetz b'mishpachis, or b'yechidim, or he always finds flaws and problems with families or individuals. V'aymalei m'shem amzim, he says regarding them that they're illegitimate. So chayshan loy, you're concerned for him, the one who's saying the rumors about others, shem amamzer hu, then maybe he's a mamzer. Then Amal Hem Shem Abadim is saying about a certain people or family that they're slaves. Chayshun Loi Shem Abadim, we're concerned actually that he's a slave. And the reason is what's called Shakala Paisel, because whoever disqualifies Bimuma Paisel, he finds the flaws in others, what actually isn't himself. So if he's saying this about others, we have to be concerned that it's actually, he's projecting onto others what he really has by himself. And the Chaykom Mishish by Aziz Panam Ayachzor. So any person that has a certain brazenness or a non-shamefacedness or a certain cruelty, the sinus of reason, they hate people, but in the Gemara Mechasa doesn't do kindness to them. We're more concerned that he's from the Givainim, which are people that got mixed in to the Jewish people, which they were really tricked their way in, but they're not really Shesemani Yisrael Uma Akadesha, because the signs of a Jew from the holy nation, they're Baishanim, they're shamefaced, Rachmanim, they're compassionate. Gemara Mechasa, they do acts of kindness. But the Gevayim, it says, the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, but Gevayim loy b'nei Yisrael heim, the Gevayim are not from the Jewish people. What does that mean? Although they, so to speak, joined, because they are brazen, and they were not appeased. Meaning, as we find in history, they did not have mercy on the sons of Shaul. They didn't do kindness to the Jewish people to forgive the sons of their king of Shaul. Although the Jewish people had done kindness to them and sustained them initially, they didn't have that appreciation, and they were stubborn in their cruelty in saying, no, we want to have them, that they should be hung. And because of that, one should be concerned if one sees these characteristics in a certain person or family, that they're from the Gevayim, and therefore to stay away from them. Halacha Yudches. Mishpacha Shekar La'ir. Now, if there's a family that there's some rumors about them, and about a flaw about them, and moreover, you have two people that are testifying that there's either a mamzer or a chol that was mixed into this family. Or that there's an element of slavery over here. Here the Rambam doesn't say oy eved, as he says, mamzer, chol, oy eved. The reason is because an eved, if it would get mixed into Yisrael, in other words, if he would have relations with a bas Yisrael, the child actually would be kasha, as the Rambam said in Perkutas Vavlocha Gimel. So, and that would even be kasha for kuna according to the Rambam. So therefore the Rambam writes, Oishesh behem avdus, in other words, what it means to say is that what people are saying is that in this family there are slaves and maidservants, and the child that's born from in this family is a suffix of an eved, because maybe he was born from a shivcha, not from an eved. And hence hareza is a suffix. So this family would have a doubt regarding if there is this element of mamzeris ochal or avdus. Now, the Imishbach is Kahanim, and if this family that we have a doubt regarding is a family of Kahanim, La Yisim Mena Isha. So a man should not marry from her, from that family, a woman, which regarding a Kayin, really the primary that we do is we're checking for Chalalas, and because the Chalalas required also a Bedika because Mamzeris, which again, for a Kayin, the concern is Chalalas. If there's a concern regarding Mamzeris or Abdus, so that would be a regular Yisrael would have that concern. So depending on which one it is, that would be this concern not to marry a woman, the Kayin because of Chalalas, a Yisrael because of Mamzeris and Abdus. So you shouldn't marry from it a woman, Ad sheyivdik aleha arba imas, until they first inspect four of her mothers, Shein Shmoneh, which is really eight. In other words, them and their mothers. And the reason is because of four that we checked the other ones, which you can't really check these four unless you really check the ones on top of them. So it's really, we want to check four, but because of that, we got to check eight. As Ram explains, Ima, her mother, Ve'im Ima, her mother's mother, Ve'im Avi Ima, and the mother of her mother's father, meaning her paternal grandmother, so meaning it's her mother's father's mother, ve'em em avi ima, and her mother's father's mother's mother, and v'chinu b'dikal em avia. So that was really primarily on the mother's side. Then you also have to check her father's mother, ve'em em avia, and her father's grandmother, mother's mother, ve'em avi avi aviha, and her father's 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 mother, Ve'im ema ve'avia, and their father's mother's mother. Those are the eight women that has to be checked to make sure that we don't find any psul because of the rumor and of the two witnesses that had said that there's some type of suffolk over here married in. So therefore, that would be the verification process. Halachia test. Now, v'mayis mishpacha zu shakar la iru levima Yisrael. Now, if this family was not that of a family of Kanam, this that there's some type of suffolk here is a family of Levi'im or Yisraelim, where here the concern would be that of Psulikal and not of Chalolos, obviously, because we're talking about a family of Yisraelim where there's no problem about Chalolos. That would be only a family of Kuhuna. So here, Moisev lived the Glem Zugachat. Here you have to check one more peer. In other words, you have to check her mother's mother's mother and her father's mother's mother's mother. You got to do one more. Venimtsa Baidik Esimas, in this case, it's going to come out not eight, but you're going to be checking 10 of the mothers. Why one more? Because the mixture of non-appropriate elements is more common by Levim Yisrael than the Kanam, because Kanam are very strict with Yichus. So there's only eight. Here would require another two. Now, says Rama Loch Chav, why are we inspecting only when we're coming to marry a woman in the family, and not when we're coming to marry, when the woman's coming to marry a man? Says Ram, because by men, whenever there's a fight between two men, they disgrace his friend in some type of disqualification that he has in his yichus and his lineage. Now, if there really would be some disqualification, but would have been heard. People find this out when you want to go ahead and bashmut someone else, you would find it. So therefore, you don't have to be concerned when the woman's trying to marry a man from their family. If you didn't hear anything, you don't have to be concerned. But by women, they don't embarrass by yichus. They do it some other ways, and therefore you don't really know until you do the inspection of the eight or the 10 mothers. Now, halacha fal says Ram, v'lama yivduk ish. Now, why is it that the man has to check when he wants to marry from this family, which there's a flaw regarding its presumption, and that you don't have to check a woman that's getting married to them, where that's the same thing, where we know this family has some type of a flaw, so why does not the woman have to check with that's getting married to them? Because the kasheris, the women that are kosher, were not prescripted regarding marrying those that are pasul. And since the Torah was not particular about yichus kuna, so they didn't make the added stringency either of checking for psul mamzeris either, and therefore the woman's allowed to marry those men, even though it's from a family of suspicion, without doing this bedika. Now, halacha of Beis, related, says the Ram, kol shekaren l'mamzer v'shayisik, if anyone, they call him, you call him, I call him a mamzer, and he's silent. Nasan v'shayisik, call him a nasan, which also has this problematic element of marriage. And v'shayisik is quiet. Chal v'shayisik, call him a chal, and he's quiet. Eved v'shayisik, call him a eved, and he's quiet. So chayishan l'mishpach, if you're concerned for him and for his family, bein nosim, you can't marry from them. Elam kein boit, unless you check, like we explained, l'ochi yitches, l'ochi yitches, to make sure that it's not true, because shtika kaidav, he's silent, it sounds like he's admitting to that claim. Halach of Gimel. Mishpacha shen isarv basfeik chal, a family that got mixed in to the family, a doubtful chal. I mean, there was an individual, not clear as a chal, now is somehow mixed into this family. So kal amanam ois mishpachas, any widow from this family, mean to say that if a regular woman, they got married to an individual from that family and was widowed, that widow is initially forbidden to a kain, because we have to be concerned, did she become a chalala? But from this, is if she did get married, like Tetzi, she doesn't have to leave, and they should stay sveikas, which tells us why, like a tchila, we're machmer, because by yichasin, we're machmer, even by svek sveika, but that's why we're makel by the evan, because of it's only a svek sveika, it's a double doubt. What's a double doubt? Shemazu amana says, maybe she's the widow of that chal, and we didn't know who is this that got mixed into the family. And if she is his widow, she did become forbidden having a relation with him, like the Rambam said in Perkut Ches. Maybe she's not the widow of that one. We don't know which man it is. Now, and even if we say that she's the widow of that man, they got mixed in, maybe he's the chal, maybe he's not. We said he's a sefer chal. So therefore, since it's fake sveika, again, initially not, but with the evid, yes. Now, let's say we know there's a definite chal that got mixed into this family. We just don't know who he is. Every woman from them is forbidden to a kohen until we do a bedika, until we inspect her. Then this is, and she gets married, then teitzei, again, she has to leave, because you have a suffix deraisa here, l'chumra, that this woman might be a halal. And Vuhadin in this Arv Basveg Mamzai Mamzabad, the same thing would apply, the same application. In other words, what we said that regarding the Suffolk, if it she gets married, she doesn't have to leave. But by the definite, if she did, she has to leave. The same thing is regarding everyone else, regarding if there's an element of a Suffolk of Mamzeris, or the contrast would be a definite Mamzer. She'esh is Mamzer, ve'esh is Chol. Akunik, it says the Ram, the wife of a Mamzer, or the wife of a Chol, which is a Kahuna, is Echad, it's the same Issa Kamesh Ram, like we explained in Perk Yitzchaz Halach Aleph, where the same thing would apply for Yisrael as applies for Kain, where again, if it's a Suffolk, okay, so then it would be a Svek Sveka, then and this is like Teitzek, but it would be definite, where you have the Eishes Mamzer, which is going to be forbidden, is going to have this same halacha of if it was a suffix, it would be mutter, b'diavad, and this is like Teitzei, but if it's definite, would be that it would have to be Teitzei.